ed è un altro fatto. Understand? That's another tattva. Therefore, these rascals say, if Krishna is your Bhagavan, if you say Krishna is Bhagavan, why Krishna? That Bhagavan is doing such nonsense. So the abominable, why is it doing such abominable, why? Huh? Why is not a very perfect personality? And set up good example, ideal example. Huh? Why is not a very strict personality on this love affair or sense affairs? Then gratification. Strict personality. Why is Bhagavan like that? That's the answer. Understand? But with the Vaishnavas we answer this. No. You ask here, you don't know. Krishna is Bhagavan. And gopis are his devotees, bhakta. You understand? So this is a question of bhakta and Bhagavan. You understand? Bhagavan means, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram jagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram is only Bhoktara. Is the only enjoyer, is the supreme enjoyer. Nobody else is enjoyer. You understand? So bhakta means devotees. What is their business? The business of the bhakta, devotees.
To be enjoyed.
To be enjoyed by Bhagavan. Yes. Or to give enjoyment to the Bhagavan. So gopis are bhakta, devotees. And Krishna is Bhagavan. So he is to enjoy gopis and gopis' business to give him enjoyment. Thereby gopis will get pleasure and Krishna will get pleasure. If you can be enjoyed by Krishna, then you will get pleasure. Otherwise, you can't get pleasure. You understand, Mahari? You want to be enjoyed by him? Then you should put on saris like God. Make your demand, your appearance. Looking very nice, beautiful. Then Krishna will enjoy you. Do you understand? Otherwise, with this, will never, never look at you. You're nasty looking. This is our outward appearance. Krishna never looks at this outward appearance. He looks into the heart. You understand? The Vaishnavas means those are followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like gopis. They are enjoyed by Krishna. Gopi bhav. You understand? Sakhi bhav. You understand? The guru or a spiritual master who comes here, comes in the line, in this like succession of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna. You understand? He is a gopi. He is a companion of Radharani. I was telling that thing once, isn't it? Nikunja yuno rapikeri siddhi jajali bhirjukti. Rapekhyaniya patrari dakhyadati pallavasya bandhi guru sri charanaravinda. In Guru Bhastaka, every day we sing. You know its meaning?
The spiritual master is engaged in serving the gopis to serve Radharani.
Yes. Is Radha Priya Sakhi? His girl companion of Radharani. You understand? Tatradi Daksha, Dadivallavasya. He is very expert. Daksha means expert. In what matter? In uniting Radha and Krishna in Kunja. Nikunjo, you know, Rati Keli Siddhe. In this matter of Rati, Kam Krida. This loving playing, Krida means play, game, love affairs. He is very expert. You understand? His spiritual master, his gopi. He is one of the gopis, Radha Priya Sakhi, dear girl companion of Radharani. You understand? And we jiva, jiva means jivatma, jiva prakriti. You understand? Not purusha. There is purusha and prakriti. You understand? It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Purusha is only purusha is Krishna. Purusha means male person. And prakriti means feminine, gender, stree, woman. So, are you a purusha or stree, prakriti? What are you? Are you male or female? Yes, that's correct. Nuvari is a female. So put on your sari. I have long hair. This thing. Put on sari. And now it's Nupur. And then dance before Krishna. Krishna is very much pleased, you see. Yes, this is our outward appearance, male or female. But as Atma or Jiva, we are Prakriti, feminine. You understand? Therefore, we should be enjoyed by Krishna, is the only Purusha. You understand? This is Tattva. This is Tattva. How to know Tattva things? That we indeed want to know Him in truth, then we should bow down or offer our respectful obeisance to all such pure confidence devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise you cannot know Him. Chaitanya madhur lila jar korni sabishila hudaya nirmal bhelo taro. We were singing this song of Narottam Das Thakur. You understand? Chaitanya madhur lila jar korni sabishila hudaya nirmal bhelo taro. The pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is madhu. Madhu means very, very sweet. If one is fortunate enough, he can hear all these pastimes from the lips of a pure devotee, Gaura Bhakta, devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then his heart will be purified. You understand? Otherwise, not possible. Therefore, Srila Kaviraj Goswami says this thing. You must bow down to all such pure confidence devotees of Lord Chaitanya if you indeed want to know Him in truth. This is the purpose. But I'll go back. Yesterday's topic, we heard this. Sivdware pravartaila kali yuga dharma. Chaitanya ra dasi jane ee sava marna. Thus he initiated the dharma of age of Kali. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya know all these truths. Previously, it is stated, he initiated the dharma of age of Kali. What is dharma of Kali Yuga? Hari Sankirtana. Kali Yuga dharma hoy Hari Sankirtana. Etad arthya avatirna Sri Sachinanna. The previous verse says, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Goswami rasera sadan asesa visesa kaila rasa aspadan. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the abode of rasa. He himself tested the sweetness of rasa in endless ways. He tested himself and he distributed it. You understand? He distributed it. He was very, very merciful, as Rupa Goswami says, Mahabhadanya Avatar. You understand? Namo Mahabhadanyayo, Krishna Prem Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaurav Tuise Nama. We gave essences to that Gaurav. Why? Mahabhadanya Avatar. Namo Mahabhadanya, Krishna Prem Pradayate. You understand? He is most munificent incarnation. Isn't it? What did he give us? What is his dham?
Love of Godhead.
Krishna Prem, love of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Isn't it? No incarnation. Krishna, I previously told you that Krishna has innumerable incarnations. Isn't it? But when Krishna himself came, or himself comes to this material world, and all other avatars, incarnations, Krishna comes to this material world, they never give this thing, this brain. You understand? Only in Chaitanya avatar. When he comes as Lord Chaitanya, that means 500 years ago he came for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and distributed this love of Krishna indiscriminately. Achanyala apamaravitatara. You understand? He never considers whether Nruhari is a qualified person or not to get this prem. He never considers this. You understand? He gets one and all indiscriminately distributed. Therefore, he is known as Mahavadanyavada. Anapita Sahidran Karunayavatin Nakaru Samarpayita Munnat Glarasan So Bhakti Sriyam. We sing this verse. Anapita Chari. That means in other ages, in other incarnations, it has not been given this Krishna Prem. You understand? Only in Chaitanya Avatar, 500 years ago, that Krishna, when came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributed freely to one and all. Therefore, he is known as Mahavadanya Avatar. You understand? He is known as Mahavadanya. I was telling you yesterday one thing. Krishna, Srihudan Sarvabhutanam. Krishna is the only well-wishing friend of all the living entities. How he was thinking of, he was thinking in his abode, that when he came here as Krishna, in this material world, and taught Gita and instructions to Arjuna, gave instructions to Arjuna, that Gita, many, the most confidential instructions he gave, and he was thinking that people of Kali Yuga cannot understand it. They cannot practice this thing in their life. How can they be delivered? How can they approach me? He says, only I have spoken this. This is theoretical knowledge I have given only. I have not set up an example before them. How to surrender? How to surrender the lotus feet of Krishna? You understand? One who has not developed this prem, this love to Krishna, he cannot surrender himself. You understand this? You only will surrender yourself completely to that person to whom you love the best. Otherwise, it cannot be possible. You understand? So this is a question of love, love affair. This is there, inherent in that verse. This love is there. So, the acharyas say, Gita, how many verses Gita contains? 700 verses. And Bhagavatam? 18,000 verses. You understand? Gita is also the essence of all Vedic scripture, all Vedas. সর্বোপনিষদ গাব গাব দুগ্ধা গোপাল নন্দন কৃষ্ণ পার্থবস্থা সুধীর ভোক্তা দুগ্ধ গীতামৃত মহা উপনিষদস মিন্স দি বেদস দি টপ পোর্শন অফ দি বেদস আর নোন অ্যাজ উপনিষদস দে বিকম দি কাউজ মিলচিকা উপনিষদ গাব দুগ্ধা গোপাল নন্দন গোপাল নন্দন কৃষ্ণ বিকমস মিল্ক ম্যান মিন্স মিল্ক ম্যান ড্রস মিল্ক ফ্রম দাস কাউজ দিস গীতা অমৃত ইজ নেকটার অফ গীতা অ্যান্ড পার্থ অর্জুন ইজ দি কাউ cow and calf. Unless there is calf, the milk cannot come out. Isn't it? So this milk, Gita Bani as milk, nectar, came out and is distributed to one and all. You understand? Huh? So he gave this to you. Gopala Nandana Krishna and Sridhan Sarabhutanam is the only well-wishing friend of the all living entities, therefore he was thinking of this thing. No, I have not set up an example before the people, and especially the Kali Yuga, this very, very degraded Yuga is, is full of sin, sinful activities. The consciousness is very, very low. The consciousness of people is very, very low and degraded. They cannot understand because I have not set up an example. So I must go and set up an example, how to surrender. How to develop this praying to Krishna, then surrender. So Gaurav, he came as Gaurav. So he was thinking. Yuga Dharma is Naam Prem Prachar, Naam Krishna Sankirtan Prachar. But this is outward, Bahiranga. But there is inward, Radhaya Pranayamahima, Antaranga. I have told this thing, isn't it? Two things. Why Krishna became, why Shyamsundar became Gaurasundar? There are two types of causes. One is Antaranga, another is Bahiranga. Bahiranga means external cause. That is Yuga Dharma Prachar. You understand? And another is antaranga, internal cause, sadhaya, pranayama, three desires to fulfill. Antaranga for himself, bahiranga for others. Therefore it is known as bahiranga and antaranga. So he was thinking, Krishna was thinking in his abode, I have not done so, that I will go and now practice and set up an example how to practice surrender. ভক্তি নাচাম ভুবন
চারি ভাব ভক্তি
আপনি করিম ভক্ত ভাব অঙ্গীকারে ভক্তি শিখাম সোবারে
আপনি রাধরি ভক্তি শিখাম সোবারে
না কইলে ধর্ম শিখানো না যায়,
আপনি না কইলে ধর্ম শিখানো না যায়।
এই তো সিদ্ধান্ত গীতা ভাগবতে কয়ে, যুগ ধর্ম প্রবর্তন ওই অংশ হইতে,
যুগ ধর্ম প্রবর্তন
ব্রজ প্রেম দিতে,
ইজ
থিঙ্কিং লাইক দ্যাট কৃষ্ণ ইজ থিঙ্কিং ইন ইজ আবর, হ্যাঁ সো আই উইল গো অ্যান্ড সেট আপ অ্যান এক্সাম্পল, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড। যুগ ধর্ম প্রবর্তন নাম সংকীর্তন চারি ভাবভক্তি দিয়া নাচাম উপন, আর ইনি সেট যুগ ধর্ম নাম সংকীর্তন, হ্যাঁ অ্যান্ড উইল মেক দি হোল ওয়ার্ল্ড ড্যান্স, হরে কৃষ্ণ
হরে
কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে,
হরে রাম হরে রাম রাম রাম।
While you chant this, how you are dancing automatically, you dance, isn't it? No dance master is required and teach you how to dance automatically, isn't it? That Mahaprabhu wants. Chari bhava bhakti diya nacham bhuvano, I'll make the whole world dance by chanting Hare Krishna, giving chari bhava bhakti. Understand? There are five principal rasas. Rasa, we were talking about rasa, mellow. Five principal rasas. Do you know what are they? Bolo, bolo, yes. Correct? Santo, Dasya, Sakhyo, Vatsalya, Madhurya. You know all this, isn't it? These five principal roshas. But Mahaprabhu says, Chari bhava bhakti diya natam bhuvan. He never says five. He only says four. Four roshas. In Mahaprabhu's pastime, Mahaprabhu tattva, Chaitanya tattva, you get only four roshas, not five. Santo is cut off. You understand? Dasya sakhya vatsalya madhurya. This four types. Chari bhava bhakti dhyana samukhupan. I'll give these four types of rasa bhakti, rasa samanna. Dasya, sakhya, vatsalya and madhurya, and make all the world dance. You understand? And madhurya is the topmost. Gopi bhava, radha bhava. You understand? Apani karima bhakta bhava angikare apani achari bhakti sikhamu sada. I'll go as a devotee, not as Bhagavan. You understand? Not as Bhagavan, I'll go as a devotee. Apani karima bhakta bhava angikare. You understand? Assume the bhakta bhava as a devotee, the mood of a devotee, and incarnate myself. Apani achari bhakti sikhamu sabari. I'll teach one and all how to practice this bhakti. Devotional service unto Krishna by absorbing myself in my own life. You understand? This is Mahaprabhu's motto. Apani achari dharma apare sikhao. You should practice yourself and teach by your own practical example, behavior in your daily life, not by theoretical speaking. You understand? This is Mahaprabhu. আপনি না কইলে ধর্ম শিক্ষানো না যায়, এই তো সিদ্ধান্ত গীতা ভাগবত গীতা। আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট ডু ইন ইউর লাইফ ইউ ক্যান টিচ আদার্স, ইউ হ্যাভ নো রাইট টু টিচ। আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? দ্যাট মহাপ্রভু সেড, আপনি না কইলে ধর্ম শিক্ষানো না যায়, ইউ ক্যান নট টিচ দিস তত্ত্ব, ধর্ম তত্ত্ব, দিস তত্ত্ব নাম সংকীর্তন ধর্ম, unless you practice yourself. এই সিদ্ধান্ত গীতা ভাগবত, দিস ইজ দি কনক্লুশন গিভেন ইন গীতা অ্যান্ড ভাগবত। আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? যুগ ধর্ম প্রবর্তন হয় অংশ হইতে, আমা বিনা অন্য নারে ব্রজপ্রেম। আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? ডাজ কৃষ্ণ কাম ইন ইভরি দ্বাপর যুগ? কৃষ্ণ নেভার কামস ইন ইভরি দ্বাপর যুগ। Understand? He comes one a millennium, Kalpa. Understand? Do you know this? In one millennium, in one Kalpa, each Yuga has come 2,000 times. Understand? Each Yuga comes 2,000 times. So Krishna never comes in each Dwapara. Similarly, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never comes in each Kali Yuga. Understand? Once in Kalpa, Krishna comes in, and once in a Kalpa, Chaitanya comes himself. You understand? This Yuga, this Kali Yuga is that Yuga in which Chaitanya came himself. And previous, this Yuga was Dwapar in which Krishna came himself. So this Kali is known as special Kali, not ordinary Kali, special, Dhanya Kali also, it is stated Dhanya Kali, because Mahaprabhu himself came. In other Kali Yugas, Mahaprabhu never comes himself. How this Yuga Dharma is initiated then? Do you know it? You know? যুগধর্ম প্রবর্তন হয় অংশ হইতে, আমা বিনা অন্য নারী ব্রজ প্রেম। অংশ অংশ বিভিন্ন পোর্শন পোর্শন পোর্শন, জানতেন প্লেনারি পোর্শন, ওয়ান অফ দি প্লেনারি পোর্শন অফ চৈতন্য কাম in other Kavali Yugas and just initiated Yuga Dharma. You understand? But he can never give this Braja Prem, this love of Krishna. You understand? You understand now? You understand? The Ansa comes in other Yugas, all Kali Yugas, Ansa of Krishna comes in other Dwapar Yugas. Krishna only once come in a million, in one Dwapar Yuga. So similarly, Chaitanya only comes once in a millennium, and his answers come in other Kali Yugas. They just initiate this Harinama. They can never give this prem. Only Krishna can give that. Yugadhan Pravartana Hoya Saita Amabina Onyanari Braja Prema. So this is special Kali Yuga. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came. Krishna himself came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he gave this prayer. So those people are very fortunate who have taken birth in this Kali Yuga. You understand? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and given this prayer. So this is the supreme perfection of human life, to get this prem. Do you follow? To be a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, and get this prem and practice in your life and attain the supreme perfection of life. if you are fortunate. You understand? Acharya dharmam paricharya vishnu vicharya tirthani vicharya vedam vina gauro priyo pada sevam vedadi jasprapya padam vidanti. Prabhupada Saraswati Pad says this thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You understand? You follow? Don't you know this? So no, this is the most important verse. Acharya dharmam paricharya vishnu vichar... No. Acharya dharmam paricharya vishnu. Then? Vicharya tirthani vicharya veda vina gaura priya pada sevang veda jitas prapya padam. You understand? Most important. Acharya dharma. You may observe then vicharya tirthani vicharya vedam. You may go and visit all the tirthas, places of pilgrimage. You understand? And take your bath there. You understand? Then vicharya vedam. You may study Vedas. You may be very learned scholar of Vedas. But vina gaura priyo pada sevang vedadi dasparta padam vina. But unless you take shelter of a dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya Gaura, serve him, gaura priya pada sevang, you cannot understand the truth, the tattva of Vedas, tattva of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna. By doing all this, in spite of the world. This is the meaning of this. So this is most important. Gaura priya pada sevang. Yes? Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhudananda Saraswati has said this. Most important. You understand? So we say this thing, but there is also the scriptural evidence is there in Padma Purana. There are four sampradayas. Bona fide. Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka. Vaishnava Khiti Bhavana. Tattvaraste Kalo Bhavya Utkale Purusuttama. In Kali Yuga there are four bona fide sampradayas. Sri sampradaya is coming from Lakshmi. Sri Ramananda Acharya sampradaya. Brahma sampradaya. That is coming from Brahma and Madhvacharya Sampradaya. Rudra Sampradaya coming from Rudra Shiva Ji, Shiva Swami, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, Sanaka for Kumaras, Acharya Ji, Nimbaditya, Nimbakacharya. These are four bona fide acharyas. One may take guru from out of these four. You understand? But unless he comes to this path, accepts the spiritual master coming under the line, this succession of Gaurav, the Gaurav Priya Bhakta, a dear devotee of Lord Gauranga, he cannot attain this prem of, you understand, he will be devoid of prem. So all must come to this, must accept Gauranga or Gauranga is no longer now, but in his succession comes his dear devotee, Gaura Priya Vaishnava. You understand? Then you get this pain. Otherwise, Vedadi Dusprapya Padum Vindanti. But you cannot have this pain, which is the most confidential thing said in Vedas. Sarvaicha Vedai Aheva Vedya, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvaicha Vedai Aham Eva Vidya. In all the Vedas, I am to be known, isn't it? The so-called Vedic Pandits, so-called Vedic Pandits, they say, oh, they just show you the book Veda. What is written Krishna in Veda? Show me. No, Krishna is written. They cannot know Krishna, they cannot find out Krishna, how Krishna is mentioned, you see.
Because then they have not taken shelter at the lotus feet of Gauro or Gauro Priya Bhakta, dear devotee of Gauranga. So they cannot understand. So one must come to this, to know Krishna in truth, or truth, have this prayer. Unless you know this prayer, God will get this prayer, you cannot know him in truth. Not possible. Vedādhu dhuspraktya padamdhāna. Therefore, Prabhupādhānanda Saraswati says this. This is the only process. Come to Gaurava. Accept this succession, disciplic succession, Gaurava dhara, Vaishnava Gauriya dhara, we say. Whatever you may be from Raman, Sri Sampradaya, Ramananda Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, Nimbarka Sampradaya, Madhava Sampradaya, Bhava Sampradaya, you may be, but come to this. Unless you accept Gaurava, unless you accept a dear devotee of Gaurava and serve him and surrender yourself at his lotus feet, you cannot know this. This is the supreme purpose. You understand? This is not for you. Now I'll speak something, you know, yeah, so many are disappointed. You don't know him yet. Special. Very good. Where shall I go? Where shall I find him? Please tell me. He's crying like that. You understand? Huh? That is stated there. Huh? So you have to cry like that. He teaches by his example. If you want Krishna, you should cry. Hari Hari Valite Nayanu Vahe Nira. He's shedding tears from his eyes, uttering Hari Hari Hari, that Gauranga. You want Krishna? No hurry. Are you crying for it? No cry, no tears are coming out from your eyes. Now can you get Krishna? This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. You cry for it. You understand? Otherwise you cannot get it. Those who have got Krishna, they have cried for it. You understand? So you cry from today. How can I cry? The tears are not coming out. So put some chili in your eyes, then tears will come out. Cry. Glory, this is Tattva, you see. Where shall I do? Oh, so nice, this nectarian. Gauranga Swami. Kahan gale kahan paun? Rajan Nandan. Keha mate bhetai vati Nandan.
Kahare
kahibo ami. Ke jane dukha. Brajendra Nandan bina tate mor mukha. To who shall I say my misery?
Ke
jane dukha. Who can understand what is the misery in my heart? My heart is bleeding, is breaking without finding Brajendra Nandan, the son of Brajaraj Nanda Kumar. He was crying like that. Mahaprabhu was crying like that. He was teaching by example. You understand? You understand now? For Mahaprabhu was teaching by example. So are you crying? You are not crying. I can get Krishna. You must cry. You must cry for it. You understand? Huh? So from today you must practice crying. I will see your father, you are crying. It is not an artificial thing, you see. This crying is not an artificial thing. It comes from the power of the heart. If you develop Krishna prayer, that Mahaprabhu has taught us, automatically you see, you can cry. You understand? Otherwise, not an artificial thing. When you chant Hare Krishna, automatically you can cry. Tears roll down from your eyes. So dance before the deities, chanting Hare Krishna and cry. Then you can get Krishna. Dance. That Mahaprabhu has taught. This is most important. This is the question of prayer, love. Lover and beloved. You understand? And they are away. Vichhed means separation. Each of them are crying. You understand? Each of them are crying. This crying is the most important thing in this Gaura Tattva. Mahaprabhu was crying. He has set this example. This is the question of love. This is so that you have developed love of Krishna. You are crying as a gopi, as crying as Radharani. You understand? Practice this.